This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hi, my name is Lee Reeve. I am from Coventry and I'm currently doing the plumbing, City and Girls Plumbing Level 2 and 3.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Lee Reeves, who has come all the way from Coventry to do his plumbing course with ATO in our practical centre in Hartlebury. Hi Lee, how are you?
I'm fine, not too bad.
Lee, just before we start, could you just tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
Well, I've done quite a few things. A bit of a jack of all trades. I'm a fully qualified tree surgeon. I started off electronics engineering.
Wow.
And as I got older, I got more and more involved in building sites. I was decorating from the age of about 14 with a family member, doing weekend work. And it's kind of progressed from there, really. As I've been out on site, the jobs I've been more interested in seem to be the more technical ones. Obviously plumbing, gas fitting.
Well, I'm impressed with the fact that you have been in the electrical engineering sector, decorating, helping your family during some building work. But how did you get inspired into plumbing, or what triggered you to enter that profession?
To be honest, it was the onset of renewable energy, like the solar photovoltaic and the underfloor heating, ground source heat pumps, that kind of stuff. And I wanted a career change. I was working for Warwickshire County Council as a forestry assistant, and that really is a young man's game. It's not for someone that's in his mid-30s to be lugging that amount of timber around.
Uh-huh.
So, I was looking for a career change, and the renewable energies appealed to me quite a lot. This probably doesn't sound very professional, but I can see there's quite a lot of money to be made in it. And because it's such a new industry, I thought, if I'm going to do it, then I need to do it while it's still young, getting right at the start. And I looked around at a couple, I can't remember who else the others were, but Train for Trade were the only one that actually gave me an aptitude test. It wasn't about selling me the course, it was about, are you capable of doing the course? And that's what sold it to me more than anything else, I think.
Well, that's a completely valid objective, you're right, and if you would like to pursue that career, you have to do the right research. And I just wonder, how did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
It was the Sun employment pages in the Sun newspaper, the national newspaper. Like I said, I'd tried a couple of others before, and they were more interested in taking my money off me. They didn't give me any basis of the course structure or anything. And when I spoke to Train for Trade, I expressed an interest in coming up with them, and they said, well, hang on a minute, it's not as easy as that. And straight away, I thought, well, hang on a minute, these sound like they mean business. Okay. And when I found out that it was actually a City and Guild course, and it was approved by the government, then that was it. That's all the encouragement I needed, really.
I mean, having such a wide range of career in all kinds of sectors, you have worked as forestry assistant, have done decoratory work, electrical engineering sector as well. I mean, how is all this helping you in your plumbing course at the moment?
The decorating, obviously being on site and doing labouring work, mm-hmm. and stuff. I haven't done much hands-on stuff yet because I'm not qualified enough for people to give me the for the work. But I mean, observation is just as good as practical work in my eyes. And if you can take in what's going on around you, then you're standing yourself in a good stead for the future. So,
did you have any plumbing experience before?
No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever.
So there is no reason for people listening out there who have little experience or not at all to be afraid of enrolling on the course?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. In my eyes, like I say, the renewables that got me into it, and I had a plan, and I wanted to work for myself. I was sick of working for other people. And you know, it was just a progression from that, really. The thought of being able to be my own boss. Like I said, I needed a little bit of push in the right direction. That's mm-hmm. where Train for Trade came in. But yeah, obviously there's going to be a bit of fear there. But if you're confident enough in your own abilities, mm-hmm. and you've got half a brain cell in your head, then you can do it.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.